settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
Avery, and welcome to Spirit's Work, the metaphysical and spiritual show designed to open your minds and open your eyes to the greater possibilities of life. For those with us for the first time, what makes this show so unique is that every week my husband Mick Avery demonstrates his exceptional gift of deep trance channeling live on air. He channels an enlightened spirit called Gregory Hay, who is the spokesperson for a group of highly evolved spirits called the White Cloud Group. They're an educational group, and they are here to bring us knowledge and information that will benefit us all. And tonight's show is going to be a little different, because we're not going to have callers tonight. We're going to be doing Akashic readings online. They're going to be free Akashic readings, but these readings are already pre-booked. If you were trying to get on, then please do keep sending your emails in, because we will be doing this again in a couple of weeks, okay? So if you do want a mini free Akashic reading, we'll need your full name at birth, your date of birth, one question, and your phone number would be helpful, and email this to enq@spirit-teaching.com, and we'll be doing this again in a few weeks. Actually, thinking about it, we have got a spare place on our Thursday afternoon show on the 22nd of March. So if anybody would like to, or if you're able to join us in an afternoon, then please do get in touch. Just email us at enq@spirit-teaching.com. So it will be only people that are pre-booked for tonight. So maybe you'd like to have a listen tonight and see if you'd like an Akashic reading from Gregory at some point. And obviously, if you would like a full Akashic reading, which can be from anything from 30 minutes to an hour long, go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. And you can see, click on the Akashic reading page, and then you can see all about it then and just get in touch with us, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Well, as well as Spirit's Work here on the wonderful bbsradio.com every Monday at 7 p.m. PST and Thursday at 1 p.m. PST, we've got another radio show, and you can hear that, and it's called Spirit Teaching, and you can hear that on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. If you'd like to know more about us, our books, CDs, order Akashic reading, as Sylvie said, we suggest you go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. As Sylvie said, I am a deep trance medium, which means that I'm a pure channel for the spirit world, enabling clear, concise communication from those who continue to walk with us and who try to look after us. When I go into the trance state, I won't know of anything that happens until they bring me back again afterwards. So, that's it from me. Have a good time, yes.
Okay, yes, and then When Gregory comes through, he can explain possibly a little more about an Akashic reading. But basically what it is you have your book of life. Your Akashic book is the recording of everything that's ever happened to you as an eternal being. It's holographic images as well as written work, and it actually comes to life in front of you as you look at it. Now, to have an Akashic reading, you have to have the person who's viewing your Akashic book, your Akashic records, has to have permission from the person whose Akashic book it is in order to be able to get it and look at it. You can't just look at anybody's Akashic book without their permission. And what we do is Gregory basically has your date of birth and all of your details just to make sure we've got the right person. And then he has your Akashic book and he looks at that and studies it so that when he gives you your Akashic reading, he actually can put some structure into your reading. He's not just picking snippets out of it, and so it's not so disjointed. I mean, obviously, in a reading like this, it's only going to be 10 minutes, something like that. So, you know, he wants to cram as much in as he can, and everybody knows Gregory. That's not too difficult. He's laughing, he's here now. Anyway, but I'll carry on. So basically, that's what he does, so that he can actually structure something that really makes a lot more sense to you, so that you don't go away wondering. You know? And this is very different. This is not questions about shall I give up my job? I'm thinking of giving up my job, or am I going to find my true love or anything like that. It's not going to be like that. This is a lot more deep and meaningful and spiritual. It's about your future. It's about your past. And basically, hopefully, we're going to have a great time tonight. And this is going to be something that we'll be able to do on a fairly regular basis. And we'll see how it goes tonight. So we're looking forward to it anyway. Hello, Gregory.
Hello, dear Faye.
How are you?
With love and light, as always. I am very well, thank you. Never better.
Good. Okay. So, was my explanation of the Akashic reading okay?
Yes, quite so. Okay. I don't really have to say anything else.
Okay. All right, then. So, okay. I don't know if Don's got our first caller.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi. So that's Nancy Sue.
Yes.
Hi, Nancy Sue.
Hey, Sylvie. And
hello,
Gregory.
Dear Faye. Hello, hello. Well, to begin with, then, we shall have the full date, if you please. I believe it is the 4th of November,
1953. Yep, that's it.
And that is what I can see from the book here. And my dear friend, yes, well, well, we can see, my dear friend, that you are a very centered being. That is, that we can see from the pages here that you are have an extreme amount of energy actually centered upon one thing. You can usually, actually, you are very good at multitasking, but you tend to focus your energy on one love of life, on one particular thing at that time. So you try to complete it in the best state that you can. You are a very particular person in your state of being. And my dear friend, this actually comes from a situation in the spirit world of you. Before you were a physical being, you actually hailed from the specific soul group of Orithne. Now, Orithne, that's A-U-L-R-Y-T-H-N-Y, Orithne, actually comes from a group of beings who are particularly swayed on personal contact, on individual people and their relationships. Relationships, I understand, are very important to you, although I have to say that there are situations in your Akashic book which indicate that you have actually been, you feel as though you have been let down a few times, and that there are, in fact, situations where you have almost been left high and dry, as it were, with your life experience. What do I do with it now? And I feel that you're actually in this state of absence, if you like, at this moment in time. You are trying to perhaps find an aspect or center of your life that you can grasp onto, because you need something else now which is going to propel you for the next 10 or 15 years. And so far, my friend, you in part have had a reasonable experience, but I would have to say that you actually feel perhaps that you haven't done everything you wanted to do, that there are a great many stones left unturned, that in fact the energy of your life is perhaps, you feel it has been a little wasted at times. And the situation from your soul group actually points to this situation where, my friend, your words can be very soothing to other people. You need to explore this energy more. You need to be able to communicate better with people, because you tend to be quite a lone thinker in some terms of your life. You do mix well when you make the effort, but you also like to have your own company and your own sense of being.
Does this make sense to you so far, Nancy?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Well, I'm so pleased to hear it. At least we are looking at the pages. And, my dear friend, I can see that there are various pages here where you do have very vibrant experiences. You just need more of them. It is really that you are looking for the key to having more of these experiences, which is part of the reason why we are connecting with you this moment, dear friend. Because there are keys which are very simple. Do not try to overcomplicate the life issue or overcomplicate reasons of why other people do things. Sometimes you find it very difficult to understand the reasoning behind people's actions in your life. And you think, well, why did they do that? You are a very sensitive being. In fact, some would say too sensitive in many aspects of your life because you do not tolerate well the actions of others who are foolish, who maybe regard you in some poorer light. You are very, how can we say this? You are very, a being who needs to be loved, like we all do, but you in particular, it is something which you will thrive on in your life. And this is something, in fact, that you will gain in contact with beings in the spirit world, with those beings around you. And I have to say, my friend, you have a being who is walking with you every step of the way. And his name is Nicholas Goes Ahead. And Nicholas Goes Ahead is a native being of a Lakota tribe. And Nicholas Goes Ahead was a being who actually existed in the 1840s on your side of life. And he is actually a being who has two feathers in his head on the left-hand side, which point downward at like two fingers. And they are crow feathers which have white flecks on. My friend, when you perhaps move into the forms of meditation which we would ask you to aspire with, that is a very simplistic meditation, because this will be something then that you will be able to actually grasp. Many forms of meditation that people advocate are perhaps too difficult. You wouldn't want to hold your fingers in a certain way because you can't be doing with it. You actually need something to relate to, which is of the earth. And this is why from your soul group, that there you have this benefit of communication with people and that you actually are able to look beyond the things that are on the face value of people. You can see underneath, see their dirty laundry and their washing.
Okay. Would you like to ask a question, Nancy?
Yeah. I want to know if what my soul's purpose is right now, if, you know, the direction that I should be headed in, what I can
yes,
do to
my
make
friend.
It better.
Yes, yes, your direction is really to do with you are needing to be a being who takes upon yourself a role of a form of liaison, counselor, someone who actually is in between adults and older children. Adolescence, you may shrink back at this, but this is actually a situation which will increase your spiritual value and worth of yourself because you will feel as though you have overcome a great hurdle in your life. There are many people who need this form of encouragement, as you are a being who is very perceptive, and what we can see from your Akashic book, as I turn these pages, is that you have a great deal of wisdom within yourself. You just need to be able to use it and to actually have an idea of what to do with it. So this, my friend, is a form of healing, but something which actually helps people in a very beneficial and physical way on the earth plane, helps people resolve certain issues and difficulties they may have within their own life plan.
Nancy?
Yes.
You've still got, you know, quite a few minutes yet, so you can...
Yes, please
ask more questions if you like, or talk about that, whatever.
Well, what about healing modalities?
Healing.
Yes. Well, as I say, so to begin with, friend, it isn't just a situation where you are bringing into contact yourself with necessarily particularly one form, one specific form of healing. This is something that we want you to approach in a very holistic way, which is all-inclusive. So we are seeing that you can actually have dealings with people who are perhaps in difficulty, young people who are in difficulty, who need your help, such as young people who are attracted to drugs or alcohol in some way, and that you can actually bring about help these young people to see more of themselves, that they actually have a different story to tell, a different situation to live their life for. It isn't something which is just on their surface of understanding, but something that you can really help them with. So this is actually to do with the way in which you help other people focus in their lives. And as I say, it isn't a specific form of healing in that you have to act in a very specific way, calling in certain energies or whatever. This is a very holistic, practical approach that we need you to, and that your guides and others, and you have many helpers who are there actually waiting and ready to connect with you, but you need to connect with yourself more fully in order to allow them to come close, and then you will find that your energy will change considerably.
Okay, am I going to be able to heal my body in this lifetime?
Well, some things, my dear friend, are there for you to be able to focus upon and alter, quite simply because you need to find certain methods within your own physical system which allow you to have greater contact with all of your physical parts. This may be something which appears to be a little alien to you, but that actually we can see as we turn the pages, my friend, there are significant ways of meditation which you may bring about upon yourself, which will actually help you to become more closely defined in contact with a specific part of your body. You will start with just one simple part, shall we say. Perhaps it could be a hand or a foot, and use that as a form of meditation to actually learn to control the feelings within it and the sensitivity that you find. You understand, Ben?
Yes.
And then in doing that, in completing that task, it is then something that you can focus upon other body parts that you have that you may feel painful at times and that kind of thing. You need to be able to relate to where specific pain gates are within a physical body, your own, and also other people's. And in that way, you will allow them to self-medicate, in effect, in the same way that you need to, because you don't do well on external modern medicine.
Okay, yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed that and you got something out of that, Nancy.
I did so much. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, thank you.
Blessings.
Yeah.
With love and light.
So glad.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, lovely. Okay, wow.
Yes.
I do believe the next caller is JC. I don't know if he's called in yet. John Separich? Maybe not. So we'll just have a little chat. So
very well, then.
So how does that work then? So what do you do now? You put that Akashic book away?
Yes, it has slid away. Itself, yes. The point is that sometimes Well, every time we need to close the book and seal it once again.
Right.
And then it either slides away, like the one has just now, or that it actually melts. And it melts away and goes, is sent back to the soul group from whence it has come.
Amazing.
And that is actually where, that is why it was so typical that we have to begin with actually the soul group of the person to identify the book's inheritance.
Okay.
And that is very much tied to their previous spirit journey.
Okay. All right then.
Yes.
So, do we have John now?
Greetings, dear friends.
Hello, dear friend.
Hi, John. Okay. Well, as everybody might know, John's a regular caller to the show, but usually with questions on all of the topics that we have. So he's never had a reading before. Do you need his...
Yes, please, just to make sure.
Okay, first
there aren't very many separatists in the Americas.
1st of May, 1967.
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that, John. Everybody knows your age now.
Very well.
Okay.
Well, my friend, to begin with, we welcome you, and I am, as I unfold this book, I see that your pathway, although difficult to begin with, and you came across some obstacles in your physical life, some situations that were less than charming, I would have to say that you have recovered very well, and then you were able, in fact, to continue your studies all the way through your education, and it left quite a mark of you upon your aesthetic as well as your actual technical and understanding of who you are in the physical world. And it also, of course, left many questions, which I'm glad to say, friend, you have an open mind. And this has created your open mind. You have always wanted to question situations and things, never being a being who actually took things at face value, although I have to say that you did for a time in your physical life. But all that appears to be past now, because the way that your mind works is something has become something of a revelation to you. You are constantly surprising yourself as a physical being. And we welcome this, and it is a very good, clear energy for you to have. You need to keep up with it, though. You need to continue to reinvent that energy, as it were, put into it, because then it makes the energy more vibrant. Now, my dear friend John, you were actually, you come from a soul group called Carabra. That is spelled C-A-R-A-B-A-R-A. And the soul group of Carabra is actually to do with people who are quite technical. You have a good mind which retains information. This is in part thanks to your spirit side heritage. In the spirit world, you were a gatherer of information. And in fact, my dear friend, John, you actually worked in the halls of learning for a considerable length of time, for approximately some 30,000 years. And in the halls of learning, you were actually a collator of information. That is, then, that you had been a being in the spirit world who actually concentrated on situations in other people's physical lives, and this isn't just to do with human beings, you understand, because you have always had an affinity with certain aspects of species in the physical world. This is actually because many of the species involved in this were actually to do with the native species of a particular country, it being the place that you are living in now, but also north of this country. So we're looking at caribou, at bear of different forms. Polar bear, in fact, is an intrinsic mate with you. This means that in the soul group of Carabra, where you were from, you actually spent quite a deal of time with polar bears and in studying their welfare and their amiability, their cycles of life. you actually corroborated large expanses of information in the spirit world, in the halls of learning, not particularly tied to your soul group of Karabara, but actually of other soul groups as well. And your information has been circulated far and wide in the spirit world over many thousands of years. So this situation, my friend, is in fact a true stance of your nature, because you are, as I say, a gatherer of information. You actually have a number of native beings who are fairly close to you, and also, interestingly enough, you have a Polish individual as well. And the central figures, however, in the group who are around you at this moment in time, and I understand that you have meditated quite extensively. You have actually raised your vibration considerably as a physical being from the time of your teens in your education to the time of now. And you have actually caused great celebration from time to time in the spirit world with your connection with various beings in the spirit world. So not only do you hail from the soul group of Karabara, but actually your doorkeeper is also from the same soul group. And your doorkeeper is actually a native of Shawano natives. And Shawano natives, in fact, came from the hills of Ohio. And interestingly enough, your doorkeeper is of the same tribe as our dear friend here's doorkeeper.
As Mick?
Yes.
Well, I'm blowed. And that's very unusual that to have your doorkeeper of the same soul group, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes. So your doorkeeper is, his name is Loses His Head. And Loses His Head was actually a being in the spirit world who has been there for a long time. And he actually lived around the 1400s, and Loses His Head actually lost it eventually to a bear, to a fight with a bear that he had. And he actually gained his name because there was a bear who had actually lost his head and was a part of the tribe signatory. This means, in fact, that what happened, you see, was the Shawano native people at that time in the upper Ohio Valley, actually, they were a form of trappers, and they had been trapping for a lot of years. And bear was just one of the beings that they trapped, really for their pelts, but they also trapped many beaver and that kind of thing. And the whole process of this situation is that he brings you a very stern approach to many things. But he also reminds you that at times you lose it, and that at times you lose your focus, as it were, and you stray from the focus of your intent, which is not just to have a quiet life, but to have a gathering experience of information and understanding from all of these different situations that you come across. You are a very friendly, outgoing being, however, and you should have a much greater circle of friends than you do. But that is because you are, you closet yourself somewhat. You need to get out more.
Any questions, John?
And I mean that in the most friendliest way, friend.
Well, I'll enjoy that. Thank you. May I ask, who from antiquity, which famous people should I study more? Which famous...
Yes, friend, an interesting point. Perhaps it may be that... Yes, quite. There are many beings who you have a most definite interest of. I would suggest to you, friend, that you actually look to various tribes of the Amazon rainforest, as they have remarkable similarities to certain other tribes in Borneo and Jakarta and various other islands of the Philippines. And I believe it is called Antipodean Islands. That is north of Australia. The point being that both of these forms of beings have very close relationships and have very strong native ties to certain eventualities through certain belief systems. That is, that they are very much tied to the forest and their dwelling place. They see this as a place of upper house harmony in which they live. And you are a being who could perhaps lend more support in this way, in actually helping to define their history and in understanding them. Yes, there are beings who have attracted attention toward them, but that actually you can define a great deal more. There is a great deal to unearth about their history and their makeup. It doesn't mean to say that it's not as though they are a people who have left many fine buildings or that kind of thing, but what they have left and what they do have within their ancestry is actually tied to their beliefs and their understanding of harmony and harmonic ways of living within a natural environmental setting. This is something which you may actually, in the eventual outcome, actually pen and concentrate upon to actually bring about this spiritual evolution of people in these particularly two different, quite different localities, totally different places on the earth, and yet who have very similar experiences in their harmonic way of living.
Still got a few more minutes, John.
Yes.
Gregory, could you please explain more about how Mick and I have the same doorkeeper, and what should we work on knowing that fact?
No, you don't have the same doorkeeper, friend. They are both from the same tribe.
Your doorkeeper and Mick's doorkeeper is from the same tribe when they were here.
Yes, quite so. From the same earth tribe. That doesn't mean to say that they are from the same soul group. Your soul group of Karabara is not the same soul group as our dear friend's doorkeeper, as they are from completely different places altogether. So the situation is perhaps that you are feeling at times very twinned with certain energies, and certainly I understand that we have actually had conversations on a number of situations, and that you have very cleverly been able to interpose in my thinking, and this is something which is commendable to you to do with your practice. What we are saying is this is something that you need to develop more, because you actually do have situations, gifts within you that can be forthcoming to your life. You just need to be able to understand that the underlying energy within your heart, within your mind, within your spirit is that of a being who collects and organizes markers, particularly to do with a historical making of a particular ancestral group or whatever, which is why we're saying that if you focus your energy in your spare time to this other facet of your of possibility, that is, that you can gather information and actually form it into a book.
Go on, John, still got a couple of minutes.
So I need to develop this book, and that's how I'm going to find my place in the history of time. I don't want to lose my mark in time.
But you aren't going to lose it, my friend. Don't think that just because perhaps your place in history at this moment in time, you are feeling a little precarious, perhaps. But that isn't the situation at all. The point is that you are a being who actually needs to be energized in this way of life. You need to have something that is actually going to thrust you forwards. It doesn't mean to say that you have to think upon the situation of the annals of history. Don't worry about it. It'll take care of itself. The point is, you need to realize the release of energy that is positive and precious within you can actually make a very big difference to certain groups, certain ancestral groups who are located at various points of the planet and who actually need a great deal of focus upon their effects. For example, there are beings of certain native tribes in the Amazon basin who are at great risk because of the influx of outsiders from the rest of the country, and that they are at great risk from being reduced of their harmony, of their well-being. And this is something that needs to be recorded, and not just recorded in news items, but actually put into a central form of actually being able to impart it to others in a certain way. You may even like to collect it in a very factual way to begin with, and then relate it as a sort of a story that you weave in through it.
Okay, John. Well, I've done given you something to think about, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Thank you very much.
I can hear it. All the cogs are going round now. Okay, well, thanks ever so much, John.
Thank you so, friend.
Okay, enjoy the show. Thank you.
Yes, yes, you. With love and life, friend.
Okay,
yeah. You see, for some people, it is as though I have this understanding that many human beings are perhaps a little frightened by the situation of their physical life, that they feel that they are not quite ready, maybe, to make their mark, or that they are in fear of what they do. What will I do? Will I make a success of this or of that? Mm. The point is that people have to set that energy to one side, because that is the thing, that is the form of energy which many people find debilitating,
yes,
in their physical life.
Not conducive to actually following that through. And
yes, quite so.
Yeah.
Well, what do I do now with it?
Mm.
Well,
just
you are
it.
Not, by doing that, by having that expression, you are actually moving away from your heart. You're moving away from being,
yeah,
in that state of being that you need to be in order to make it work for you.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we're waiting for Lawrence Jeffrey Scott now. Don't know if he's phoned up yet, Don. Maybe not. Okay. Yes.
Yes, so you could see that there are different ways in which human beings may approach,
mm-hmm,
these different forms of expression, and that the best way in order for people to actually, once they connect with the idea, is actually understand that they have the power,
mm-hmm,
to continue it. They do have the understanding and the energy and the way forward in order to connect with that and enable themselves not to, as I say, think about what mark they're going to leave, but actually understand that there is so much time left, and that human beings can actually focus upon that time, upon that energy, and make it very positive and growth-giving.
Absolutely.
And enlivening, you see.
Yes.
But the whole point about looking at the pictures and the pages of an Akashic book,
mm-hmm,
is to actually see how a human being has related to their story so far.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have, in fact, managed to actually make connections,
yes,
either on a daily basis or a weekly basis or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So through meditation, that is something, of course, which will happen from time to time, yes.
Absolutely. Yes, so, well, we're just waiting for our last caller. Probably having problem getting a line or something, but I'd just like to tell everybody that if you would like a proper full Akashic reading, then obviously you have to pay for it, but
yes,
if you go to our website, you can read all about our Akashic readings and just get in touch with us. However, if you would like a mini Akashic reading like we've been doing tonight, email us at enq@spirit-teaching.com. We do have a couple of slots left for the 22nd of March, show on the 22nd of March, which is a Thursday, our afternoon show. But we will be doing this again, and obviously we'll put you in a line, and we'll get back to you and tell you what day you will be on. And we will need your full name at birth, your date of birth, and a question. Would you like to say about the question, Gregory?
Well, the question can be whatever it is, but it needs to be really centered and focused upon your own life experience, not somebody else's, not a loved one who's passed, and not anybody else to do with your life. This is all about your life experience and what is possible for you, mm-hmm. where you can go with the energies in your life, and what is actually best fit for you within your ability to actually access the spirit energy that is you and that will help you move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps, my dear friend...
Gregory,
hello?
Are you there?
Yes, hello?
Hello, Sylvie.
Hi, is that...
This is
Larry.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, dear friend.
Hi.
Hello, Gregory.
Were you having trouble getting
you
through?
Evening? Hello?
Sorry, we spoke at the same time then.
I was just asking Gregory how he was this evening.
Oh, I am very well, thank you, my dear friend. Thank you for asking. And your good self?
I'm very good.
Yes, very well, then. So, my dear friend, we can see, as we open this book, and we have to make sure that we have the right one. So,
okay.
It is Larry Lawrence Scott.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, 19th of September, 1951.
Yes. My dear friend, you are hail from the soul group of Portnik, and this is spelled P-O-R-L-T-N-I-C, Portnik. And the soul group of Portnik is, in fact, shared by your brother as well, one of your brothers. And this is, in fact, a soul group of beings who are most definitely technically proficient. The reason why you are so technically proficient is actually that it comes from your spirit gravity, that is, from the spirit group of Polknik. And the point of this is that these beings, you and your brother and others like you, are beings very similar, in fact, in some senses, to our other friend that we just spoke to, in that you are collectors of information. But however, what you do is you use that information to a different effect. So you yourself tend to use information to try to harvest other situations for your life. You will actually have a certain technical ability to be able to look at something and define its spatial awareness. That means that you can actually look at something, whether it is something which is technical to do with your life or whether it is something to do with relationships in your life, you are actually able to look at that and say, well, yes, I can see this whole area, this whole scenario as it plays out, and I can say that with this particular area, I may need to act upon it, or I may need to just bide my time, because I feel and I sense that the situation will pan out differently to the way in which others may have involved in it. Now, this is not to say that this involves the way in which you work on your day-to-day life, because I understand that your life, the things that you have to do in order to gain material possessions and that kind of thing is really something which is partly academic and partly it doesn't actually lend itself to your core existence. Being from the soul group of Polknik means that, my dear friend, you actually have a certain escapism within you. This isn't escapism from the physical world, but it is escapism from certain arduous jobs and that kind of thing. So you are a being who is able to actually use a form of very slight meditation whilst you're doing your job of work in order to find it palatable for your life. And this is actually, friend, not because you're not suited to it. You're very suited to the job of work that you do. Yes. And the point is that what we have to say is that you need to, you will just continue doing this. You, as I say, it is something that you now take within your stride. The point I have to make out is that because of your relationship with your soul group, it means that you have, as I say, this very good spatial awareness of situations to do with relationships. So it means to say that you can see where people are going with this or with that thought. With this thought or that thought may actually conjure up great horrors for you in your life because you wouldn't go there yourself. But that doesn't mean to say that you do not give other people latitude to do what they want to with their life. It just means that they are responsible for their own life and their own life plan. You have to allow them that space to develop it within themselves. Otherwise, they are never going to learn, and you can see this quite clearly. And I have to say, my dear friend, that, yes, that in the pages that I see, that you have been able to experiment very well with the certain situations of meditation and how that actually enables you to overcome certain difficulties in physical state. This is to do with the certain ways of your relaxation. It may be to do with the way that you sit, your uniformity of your physical frame. You are, in a sense, you have a very long body, which means that you have difficulty with certain parts of your skeletal state. And this is actually played out in sometimes that you sit awkwardly in your seat. You actually have an inherent weakness there, something that you need to be careful of. And we can see, my dear friend, that in fact you have a being who is with you constantly throughout your day. And this is a being who brings great inspiration and assuredness in your activities. And his name is Abrahamin. And Abrahamin is an Arab. It is partly what you have identified with in some forms of meditation practice that you may undertake, that you have an air of intense calm, that you have been able to learn very quickly the art of space within your mind. And he is a being who works very closely to you. He isn't your doorkeeper, but he is a being who works very closely to you. And the situation will gradually unfold as this being is someone who brings you great strength through your situation of your day and brings you understanding as well. Your doorkeeper, his name is Salmon. And Salmon is actually a Dr. Salmon. And he lived in the 1830s. And Dr. Salmon was actually a being who studied situations of the mind as well. He had a particular interest of this, and in the time that he was alive, Dr. Salmon actually brought about a great many experiments of his own to do with people who were poor in trying to understand what made them tick. And so he is a being who actually brings to you a very concerted effort of understanding that you really want to unravel people's minds. You want to try to get to the bottom of what makes a person work or drive, what gives them their opportunity of positivity or the energy within them. And that is something that you are very centered upon, not just at the moment, but something which has become more and more important to you as you grow and learn. Yes.
Any questions, Larry? You've got 5 minutes.
Well, as I reach the point at which I'm no longer working, is there a particular path? You said that my job doesn't really lend itself to all of my abilities. Is there a particular path I should pursue once I no longer am working?
Yes, an interesting point. What do I do now? Quite so. Mm-hmm. The point is, my friend, what you need to do to develop is to do with the situation of your own inner space, your own inner awareness, and that kind of thing. So this is actually something that you must identify with. You see, all of the rest of your life so far has been to do with earth physical things, has been to do with either acquiring objects or things in your life, or actually to do with the mechanics of doing this or that. What you need to be able to do is to focus on something which is more esoteric and also which is something which is of a healing nature. And this would actually be very good for you. It may not be a particular interest which will then drive economically for you, but it will certainly, and I'm not ruling that out, I'm just saying that this is something which is more of a vocation rather than a something that is going to be of a physical enterprise. But I do feel, my friend, because of the fact that I can see it quite clearly in the pages of your book here, that you are incredibly sensitive, and that your sensitivity at times and your extreme breath of love that exists within your very soul, your very existence, you are exuberant with it but protective over it. You've been hurt again and again, and it's a situation that you have to understand that this is an energy of love which you can actually drive forward in different ways. You can give to people in different ways. It doesn't have to be in a way which is obvious, but for a certain number of things there will be a possibility of you being able to understand certain energies to do with healing, and that this is something which will, because you have a very good brain, you are very meticulous in many aspects of your mental agility. And this is something which means that you can grasp the concepts, and together with the actual acts of meditation which you are able to bring about, you are able to connect with these and understand them. And it's all logical. It's just as logical as the way of your physical working has been to this time. So I'm saying, friend, that you can accelerate forward. It is only to the limit of what you see your limits as being. So look at yourself afresh and say, well, I understand. I have actually a new book. It's almost like you have a completely new chapter to your life that you never realized that you had. Purely and simply because it's something that you haven't investigated. You have scratched the surface through your meditation, and that's something that does you very nicely, thank you. It's something which gives you relief to your physical state, but there's so much more for you to learn, particularly about pain gates, particularly about the whole situation to do with your healing abilities, and what is actually possible for you to transfer to other people, other human beings, having a human physical existence, and animals, of course, as well. You actually have an ability which can stretch to different species, forms. As I say, this is a situation, friend, that you have a great depth of mind and a great understanding, and also you are passively interested, and you have a great depth of, as I say, awareness. You're cautious, responsible, and a very loving and beautiful human being. You just need to understand that there are energies you can use and focus these into a situation that will propel you forward in your spiritual journey and evolution.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Larry. Okay.
Thank you, Gregory.
Well, thank you ever so much for calling.
Bye now.
With love and light, friend. We thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, wonderful. So, Okay.
That is his book, Closed.
That's his book, Dissolved. Did it run away or did it dissolve
it
away?
It dissolved,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, this has been excellent, and I hope that everybody enjoyed their reading, and it gave people a little snippet of what an Akashic reading would be like from Gregory. Like I say, that was just a short snippet, so you can imagine what can be possible. So do get in touch, but for now we'll say goodnight to Gregory.
Thank you, dear friends. With love and light, as always.
Thank you, Gregory.
Blessed be your path.
Get in touch with us at enq@spirit-teaching.com for any information. I think that's probably the best way of saying it. You can find out any more information about us on www.spirit-teaching.com. Okay, so we hope you've enjoyed the show, and if you'd like to join us again next Monday or on Thursday, and we also have, and that's on the wonderful BBS, and we also have another show, which is on artistfirst.com, and that's on Tuesdays. My name is Sylvie Avery. So until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.